What's up, guys? It's Via with Via Talk, Conversation Without Limits, and we are finishing Women's Month with a very good amiga, someone that I admire, and which is kind of rare for me to admire somebody. not to be rude, but I'm like, I don't really be like, ooh, sometimes. Anyway, I'm going to let herself introduce you, so go ahead.
Hey guys, my name is Shari Brown and I am owner of Shea Butter Smoothies. And yeah, I am excited to be here. We're here
filming
for Women's Month. So I'm excited.
Okay, so I'm going to definitely just get right into it. So first of all, let everybody know what's your nationality.
Yes, so I am half Panamanian and half Trinidadian.
Okay, so in Panama, did your family ever go through the whole, like, is one of the reasons why you're here, is it has to do with the whole Noriega situation?
No, actually, my father was in the army.
Okay.
And he was stationed in Panama, and that's where he met my mom.
Oh, so he's the Trinidadian one.
He's from Trinidad. Ah. So my dad's from Trinidad, my mom's from Panama.
Okay.
And yeah, he was in the army and he met my mom.
How is now, Panama is a United States sovereign, right?
Yes.
So do you guys have U.S. passports?
They have Panamanian passports.
But explain that. But it's easy. It's considered like U.S. Like Puerto Rico is Puerto Rico, right?
No. It's not. No. Panama is a country. It's its own country. Yeah. I apologize. So Panama is its own country. Okay. So yeah, you would have to go through immigration to go get through.
Now I want to talk about Panama real quick because, like, I know that there's a lot of like, is there still a lot of international business like? Because of the Panama Canal, is there still a lot of, like, how was business in Panama?
So, okay. So in terms of the Panama Canal, that is just mainly like a transportation, easy access for businesses all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, before the Panama Canal, you would have to go through the ship and go all the way around, which would have taken months. And now, since the Panama Canal has been created, that transportation, that transit has now.
I know what it is. Yeah. What I'm asking you is, what's it like for international business in Panama? Like, how is Panama's economy because of the Panama Canal? Like,
oh, well, obviously, the economy has increased tremendously, and they recently rebuilt the new Panama Canal that has now allowed larger ships to go through, which now has increased definitely revenue because the large ships to go through the newer canal, you have to pay a little bit more of a lump sum because it's like an easier, quicker access to get through.
Okay.
So I think they limit the time maybe for like a couple hours, which time is money. So
what's the, ¿habla español?
Claro que sí.
Oh, okay, mami. Me un poquito. Okay, so, all right, you come here. Now, where did you grow up?
So I grew up in Mattapan, born and raised. However, I would visit Panama every year.
Okay.
So I learned Spanish.
Are you closer, though, to your Panamanian or your Trinidadian?
It's kind of weird. I would say both equally. Panama, close to both cultures. I grew up with my father, so I'm very close to the Trinidadian culture, meaning the food, my family through my father's side. However, every year I would still go to my mom's home back home in Panama and stay there for like 3 months at a time.
Right.
So I was still equally close with them.
How's the food to Trinidadian and is it similar?
Completely different.
Really?
So one thing I would say,
like plantain though and rice is universal.
Nah, it's just completely different.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
I'm a little bit more on the Trini side of
when
it comes to the food. What we were talking about callaloo earlier, that's a Trini dish.
Okay, so what's Panamanian? What's the main dish for Panama and the main dish for, let's say, Trini?
Yeah, so fonda food would be, or like the main dish for Panama would be, I would say, rice, chicken,
black beans.
Not black beans.
You guys have red beans?
We have red beans, and plantains. You would have like a nice sauce chicken, sauteed chicken. and some
tortillas,
potato salad.
No way.
Yes, and it would have to be with beets, so it'd have to be red, right?
Oh wow.
Yes. And for the Trini tradition, you would have your macaroni pie, you would have your callaloo, you would have your stewed chicken.
I think I'm going.
And your rice and peas.
I think I'm going Trini too right now.
Yeah, and it's just a little different.
And their sauces are different too.
Yeah, so I'm really more of a Trini girl.
So basically, you grew up with, I'm asking you these questions because you grew up with a lot of culture and food and taste, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So fast forward, you whatever, you grow up and then, so you went to college.
Mm-hmm.
What college did you go to?
So I went to Pine Manor for my undergrad and I went to Emmanuel College for my graduate.
And what did you major in?
Mm-hmm. I majored in business.
So we have a college graduate. Congrats. That's big.
Yes.
Okay. So let me ask you this. So you go to college in business. Now, what did you do after you graduated?
I went and got a job and I went to graduate school and got my master's degree in business.
From where?
From Emmanuel College, okay. What I just said. And then I went and got and worked for different various companies, all that I had managerial positions. So I've always been with a manager. And then I got promoted to like directors. My most recent position when I was working in corporate was a director of HR for a toy company. So that led me.
Okay, so you're a director at a toy company. How long ago was this?
So that was 2 years ago.
Oh, so Shea Butter Smoothie is fairly new.
No, so I started Shea Butter Smoothie in 2017. So
this while you have a full-time job.
Yeah.
The corporate, wow.
And a lot of people didn't know that.
Wow. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
I get tired doing errands.
Yeah, so a lot of people don't, didn't even know at that time. Even when I started Shea Butter Smoothies, I was working
before we get into that. Okay, so you're working. I remember, because you and I had a prior conversation. I remember, tell us how Shea Butter Smoothie happened. Like, what was the epiphany moment for you?
Yes. So I was working at a college at the time. So I was recruiting college students and I was traveling.
What area were you in?
I was in DC at the moment. And I was traveling and I was always drinking smoothies at that time. So
weren't you based in Brooklyn, you said, I guess?
My main office.
Yeah.
But at the time I was still traveling.
Oh, okay, okay.
So the main office was in Brookline. Mm-hmm. Was in Brookline right here in Chestnut Hill. It was actually at Pine Manor when I went back to work for them. But I would always travel. So in it, like the where I came with the idea, I was traveling in DC. I was drinking smoothies like on a kick every single day while I was going to like my meetings. I was drinking smoothies. When I came back home from traveling and I was home on a Saturday, because when I went to the office, there was a smoothie shop right down the street.
In Brookline. The reason why I keep emphasizing like Brookline, Chestnut Hill, DC. It's important because
Important.
It is.
So when I would come back, when I was in the office, I always would have that access. So that particular day, it was a weekend. I came home, it was a Saturday, and I was in Mattapan, lived in Mattapan, and I was like, where do I get a smoothie? Like, I was in that habit now, drinking smoothies every day, and I was like, where do I get a smoothie from? So then I was like, oh my gosh. So I think I ended up driving to Chestnut Hill that Saturday.
Because when you want something,
I had no choice. I drove to Chestnut Hill. And then the whole time I'm telling my friend who had owned a gas station at the time, I was like, listen, I'm going to open a smoothie shop. I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to do it.
Right.
And then he was like, are you serious? So then the whole time I kept thinking about it. Then I went back to DC and I was traveling. And I remember at this point now, I'm looking at smoothie shops in a different way now, right? Like I'm entering these smoothie shops.
Yeah, because now you're using your business mind.
Yeah,
and your business degree.
Yeah. So now I'm looking at these smoothie shops, not just as a consumer, but now looking at it as an investor. Like, hey, listen, okay, this is what it takes. Okay. How they're doing this. I like how this smoothie tastes. Okay, let me visit this smoothie shop. I don't like how they taste, but for example, Juices for Life BK in New York. And that was by Styles P. I really loved their culture. But I didn't like their smoothies. They were very watery.
Mm.
They had great ingredients, but it was watery. But I really loved the culture. I really loved how they got everyone.
When you say the culture, do you mean now kind of reprogramming people of color to get on board with juicing?
Yes.
And the reason why I'm asking you this question is, and see, what I like what you were saying is, you noticed that in Brookline and even in DC, because DC has more prominent educated Black people, right? And I hate to say it, but, you know, the Black and Latin culture, because of our diet, is very, very bad, right? So we don't have, we have liquor stores in every corner, right? We have bodegas that don't have, we don't have Whole Foods in our corner. So we don't have fresh produce, things like that. So I just think it's amazing. Kudos to you that, and this is why most inventions are created. Most inventions are created or most thoughts are out of necessity, right? Mm-hmm. So you saw there was a need and demand. You were like, hold on. I'm a woman from Mattapan. If I like smoothies, I know my peoples is going to like smoothies.
And that's exactly what I was thinking. Like, right. Listen, I can't be the only one that's here in the quote-unquote hood.
Right.
And that really wants this. And, you know, so the more I began to think about it and I presented the idea, my friend then said, hey, come on down. Come one weekend, try it out.
To the gas station.
To the gas station. So I came on a Sunday.
But how does that even work? So the gas station meaning, do you have like a little... how does that work? You have like a little table and like
yeah. So he luckily he had a health permit. So I worked under his health permit, and I had at that time I
you
was
guys,
like,
you guys hearing this?
Yes, yeah, like this is all hustling.
This is hustling.
Like, this is gems, right?
She said, I'm gonna do a smoothie and I'm gonna do it at a gas station.
Because and a lot of people. At first, I was even inclined to it. I was like, hell no. Like, people are not going to gravitate to it.
In a gas station. Right.
Like, that is like people. And he was like, listen, I sold anything you could think of in this gas station. He was like, either you're with it or you're not. I'm giving you the opportunity. Try it out.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you right now, okay? Make sure you collect your breadcrumbs in order to make a loaf of bread, okay? And just always keep that model.
Ooh, gems.
Because it's gems, right? Because, like everyone clowned me, right? But consistency is key. And that is, like, and when I mean clown, like, my father did not approve of it. He was like, you went to grad school and got a master's degree to work in a gas station? Oh, hell no.
Right.
Okay? So nobody understood it, but it was.
But this is what I say when I'm painting. No one ever understands the vision until you show them, right?
Exactly.
And that's the thing. It's like, everybody thinks you're crazy until you show them that crazy is the reality. And they're like, oh.
Right. Literally. Because at that time, like, you know, I'm trying it out. I'm testing it. I'm letting people know, like, hey, try this. And I would hear a lot of, no. And it went from, you know, $20 to $50 to $100 to...
So the first time you get your first customers, you were just giving away samples.
And then a lot of people, after they tried it, then they would say, oh, give me a cup. And it was just me and my personality. You have to be really outspoken. If you're going to be in business, you have to be out there. And that's one thing that I would say is one of my blessings that God gave me is that personality to like just not be fearful, just to be fearful and to just really put myself out
there. Yeah, I mean, you even being here, like you approached me and stuff like that and you were open. You're like, hey, what's up? You wanted to network. And like, I think I said it to you. I said, I really admire you because for some reason, a lot of people don't approach me, right? That's true. I kind of give up that like, oh my God, please leave me alone vibe, right? But you're so open and welcome into new opportunities. So, and I mean, on a deeper spiritual level, when you're open, the universe allows things to happen. So if you're closed in like this and you're like, no, then the universe...
A lot of girls try to be the mean girls.
Yeah, and it's not cute.
It is not cute. Like, let me just say that. Like, I don't want to call out nobody out there, but y'all Boston girls know who y'all are.
Right.
It is not cute. And it's just really tacky because at the end of the day, like, I come from a very humble, just perspective from side. And mm-hmm. I always want to support... And whether you support me or not, like, that's just, I feel like every opportunity I'm always able to learn.
Right.
So that's just the angle that I come from. And people are just weird.
And my angle too, just to talk to you about that is I was always bullied because of how I look. So I never wanted to be mean because I was blessed with, you know, beauty, right?
Right.
So I was like, okay, if I work on my personality and I'm a nice person, then they won't bully me, right? So to me, it was like, I'm happy I was bullied, right? Because it did make me a better person. But yeah, you guys being mean bitches, like, you know what I mean? You see a woman, she's beautiful, compliment her. You see a woman doing her business, compliment her, handle her. Go buy from women. Like, it's just, you know
what I learned from Vida? Like, so
Vida?
Vida. Okay? Like, she taught me how to put myself out there on social media, do the reels, like how to even structure, even though I haven't followed through because that's just me on my, like, just executing status. However, like I said, it's always opportunities to learn. Like, right. I've learned that from you. And like, that's why I'm like, okay, today I'm going to implement it. Today is the day.
You're doing it and you're letting your personality shine. And that's amazing. Okay. So you decided, okay, so here you are pushing just samples at the gas station, right? And people like, because again, it's like, so again, it's like changing people's mentality, right? And what they're used to, right? Because they're used to getting the juice with the fructose in it and all the calories and all the fake
shit. And a
lot
of people would say to me, like, greens, I don't drink it. I cook it. So that's what their whole mentality was in that area of where I was living. And again, there was no healthy options. You think about it, even till this day. Well, right now, there's another smoothie shop out there. But due to just bringing a little bit more awareness, I would say that's like just one of a few of healthy options that's in Mattapan. So just kind of bringing that awareness to people and just kind of even other business owners. Hello.
So you're in the gas station. How long does it take before all of a sudden you're like, yo, I can like, I'm like making $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 up in this bitch.
Yeah, so I started in 2017. So at that time I was working, and then I would say like a few months.
When would you go in there? In the weekends? Or you, because obviously
at the beginning
it was
in the weekends. It was just Saturday and Sundays. And then I was like a few months in, I changed it from Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I had like a girl working Fridays. Then it went from Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then it went from 7 days a week, eventually.
So you were delegating while you were still working your job. And you had somebody good for you.
Right. Okay. So it was like becoming now learning how to manage people. So that was like a whole, it was just different things. And, you know, I could say I have a master's degree all day long. These are not skill sets that they teach you in school. Okay.
Yeah, I tell people that all the time. 100%. Yeah.
Because I thought I had management down packed. No, even till this day, I have my struggles, I have my challenges, but I'm learning to be a good leader. Okay. So I did that.
So you're doing your job.
Doing the job.
You have somebody working there. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So then
how do you, okay, but let's talk about this real quick. How do you trust somebody that you're hiring you don't really know with cash?
Right. So
that like is, to me, that would be ooh.
Yeah. So you have to have as much structure, as much organization as possible. You have to be on top of things. So, and one thing for sure is if you're going to step away like that, you're going to have to expect something's going to happen, right?
Mm. So has anybody ever stolen from you?
I'm pretty sure. Okay, I've caught in a few.
They slid a few 20s?
You know, I'm pretty sure, you know.
Shit is hard in Mattapan, fam.
You know, not even Mattapan, girls. Don't think I don't know, okay? Like, this is, you know. Trust me, okay?
We know if you go to Walmart, you taking it.
You know, so don't get mad when I'm sitting there loading you up on that day when orders come in, like, and I leave y'all with 20 boxes, like, here, this is for y'all, you know, because I know what's going on. But no, but what you have to do to prevent that as much as possible, to dot your I's and cross your T's, is you have to create operational structures, you have to create, like, as much, you have to just tighten stuff up as much as possible.
So do you want to talk about how homegirl took your biz or no?
Yeah, we can talk about the business.
All right. So, wait, time out. All right. So, fast track. So, she has this gas station and it's her homie, but the homie got a girl, right?
So, basically, her homie got a girl. She was like just low key just hating because, like I said, everybody was clowning the whole idea of like, oh, you want to sell smoothies in the gas station. So,
but now it's making money.
Yeah. So, like, my brain, the way I function, right? Because, you know, I went to school, obviously, for management and business and I have a master's and an MBA. So, my whole thing thing is, like, I'm looking at a structural standpoint, right? I'm like, okay, this is how the marketing is going to go. This is how this is going to go. This is how this is going to go. And I'm executing, you know, and
everything,
right? Yeah. So then it's like, and everyone's looking at me like, oh yeah. Yeah. So it's like, she was like one of those haters. You know,
yeah, was a mean girl.
She was a mean girl, one of the mean girls, right?
But she was also the girlfriend of your boy who was a gas station owner.
She was
right?
the wife. She was the wife.
Just think about that. So though. Some women would get intimidated.
So, exactly,
you know what
exactly.
I mean?
So I feel about.
But she's stupid because I've been like, she's making us money.
Exactly,
especially if he was paying some rent off of
and
that.
And I was paying rent, so
she's kind of dumb.
Then,
for that.
I had met my man at the time, and then he kind of already hit me to like, hey, you know, you need to start getting on your own, you know, like they're going to try to steal your idea. Like, we already know this. This is straight street shit, you know, same shit, different toilet. They're going to take your shit, your idea, and they're going to run with it. So start getting on your own. So I was, you know, being like, no, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do that. Got pregnant. And then, so things kind of started changing a little bit, you know.
So like, now we're during COVID, like 2019?
Not yet. So I'm pregnant before COVID. So things started changing, meaning like I'm taking a little bit more time off. Sometimes I might have to close because now I have a son. I have a newborn. You know what I mean? I'm pregnant. Right. Like, I'm just going through all those obstacles as a woman may go through, right? So then now we go into COVID.
So wait, you're working full time. You just had a baby.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Let's fast forward. So now back in 2018, I left my job. So they were closing. You look up High Manor, they're closed now. So I took a severance package, which was cool.
So now you just focusing on the business, Shea Butter Smoothie. Butter. Okay, and you just had a baby.
So then now, 2018, now we go into 2019. Now I'm pregnant. 2019, I have a baby. I have a son in the summer of 2019.
Okay.
Now we go into COVID start February. So in between this, like things are happening, you know, like I might take, like it's just really hard for me to get employees because gas station is not a proper setting. So it's just like really tough.
Because no one's seeing the vision,
right? So at that time, I had already reached out to other resources trying to expand, but I was scared, right? Because I just had a baby. So I didn't know how this was gonna look like, if I was ready. I'm seeing the vision, but I still was scared, right?
Wow.
Like I'm now having a child and I'm like, you know, even my father would scare me and say, hey, listen, like, I can't believe you're really doing this entrepreneur stuff and you have a son to take care of. Like, go put that master's degree to work and go back and get a job.
He was telling you to conform to society,
right,
and go back and get a job and be basically a sheep.
Literally,
because
he was telling
me. Right?
And that's all he knew. And his generation, if you look up like Gen X, his generation, all they know is to just
work. And they have the same job.
Up until retirement.
Work, have the same job, have the same house, and then die.
Until retirement, literally. And that's exactly what he did. Like, although he does his other investments, and he gets his house, but our main house is the main house that I've always grew up in.
Yeah.
He had the same job all the way up. He worked there for, I want to say, like 20-something years.
So go ahead. So basically,
COVID came. And we were quarantining. My man had us in the crib. Everybody was like the governor has shut everything down.
Yeah. Get into the chick.
Yeah, I'm getting into the shit because I want y'all to know everything's shut down, okay?
We know,
home,
we lived it, sis.
Okay?
We lived
so
it.
So I want y'all to understand. Everybody's home. I'm
but we
home.
Lived it.
So she had advised me that everything's going to be okay. I didn't have to pay rent, blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, okay, whatever. But remember, everybody, she was a, what's it called? A non-essential business. I mean, an essential business. So she was a gas station.
Oh, because she was a gas station.
So she was open. So, but I was shutting my business down. I had said that, and I had the money to pay her, but she said I didn't have to pay her. So then, due to that, she then one day I came in to just check in on everybody. It was like a Saturday, and that Saturday I came in and I see like my employee working, and I'm like, what's going on? I'm confused. Like, what the hell? And that's when it was like.
So she started doing her own smoothie.
Yeah. So,
what was she calling it? Still Shea Butter Smoothie?
No, at that time she wasn't calling it anything. She wasn't telling anybody anything. At that time people were thinking it was Shea Butter Smoothies.
That's what I'm saying. So, she was still kind of capitalizing off your name.
So that's when we kind of got into it. So she stopped doing business. And then a month and later, my lease was like ending. And then, she at that point, okay, proceeded
so now,
her business.
So now, boom, we leave that joint. Now, where did you operate after that?
So after that, I ended up moving to Dorchester. So I ended up partnering with the ice cream shop. And then that's where I was doing my smoothies out of there.
So you, and then, and this is 2020.
2020 of September.
And now, so 2 years you've been operating out of there, right? And you told me something else too. So not only do you do smoothies, but you also do, what is it? Fruit baskets?
Yeah. So we do smoothies, acai bowls, fresh juices. We do fruit bouquets. And then we do chocolate covered strawberries as well.
Ooh. So in, all of this is coming. So you're also in this ice cream store and everybody kind of knows that Shea Butter Smoothies is on the side as well.
Yeah. So we have our own window, which that was created for us so that we could have our own takeout. They're on the, like, if you look at them, they're on the right. We're all the way to the left. So it's pretty much like half and half.
Guys, if you're not getting anything out of this, I just want you to think, like, be creative. Like, just because you don't have the capital to get a brick and mortar yet, just because you don't have, you know, like a storefront or something, like, or whatever, or a website, be creative. Like, I'm so, like, I love the story because to me, you just showed such creativity and you were so open-minded and, like, you know, just to be like, okay, I'm going to make it work. All right. So now it's Shea Butter Smoothie. Tell us, what's Shea Butter? Well, like, where did you get the, wait, show us the tea.
Yes. So the tea, Shea Butter. Yes. So my old friend of mine used to call me Shea Butter. My name is Shari Brown. So we emphasize the SB for my initials.
Right.
But yeah.
So it was just a nickname.
Just a nickname.
And then you did Shea Butter Smoothies.
Yeah, like the day that I was going to go and start passing out smoothies that Sunday, I was like, I don't know what to name it. I don't know what to name it. And yeah. I was like, when I was leaving and walking out the door, I was like, I'm going to name it Shea Butter Smoothies.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay.
It kind of just rolled, Shea Butter Smoothies.
Yeah. So I was like playing around with it that day and everyone was just gravitating to it. So I was like,
and
yeah.
And I like it so much too because, again, back to culture, like the African, Latin American, we use shea butter, cocoa butter, you know, so like that's even a cultural thing within itself.
Absolutely.
So that's really cool. That it's like, you know, it's not like Nikki's fucking smoothies.
Smoothie shop, right?
Yeah, you know what I mean? All right. So now let me ask you this. So you're out of there. Now, how was it like in Dorchester now? How was it as soon as you started doing it? Were people really open-minded to these smoothie things or did it take time as well?
So I am so grateful that we had a line out the door the first, like, people were like waiting for us. So it was like that they knew that we had closed due to whatever reason. They really didn't know the details.
So they had, were following you from
that.
Yeah.
And then I didn't realize how much of an impact or even how much of a following I had in Boston and how much is still growing. So when we first kind of put that out there that we were going to reopen, so many people like reposted it.
That's
and
amazing.
I was like, oh, that's what's up. So then the day that we opened, it was like the line was crazy. So that definitely touched my heart because
you knew you were doing something for the culture.
Exactly. And then, you know, many times that I have thought about giving up, like just even communicating with the customers and talking to them and them sharing their stories with me. And they're like, no, like, you don't even understand how much you're touching me in different aspects of, like, whether it's admiring the entrepreneurship or changing their health habits or, you know, fulfilling their day with a smoothie or a refreshing drink.
Right.
It's definitely, or just even seeing a smile. Sometimes they even come just for the communication and the conversation, which I love it. And so with that.
But let me ask you this, a different thing.
Yeah.
Are you aware though? So what is your education like on nutrition now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, are you aware of the glycemic level that it can, so are you aware that, so when you blend bananas or you blend something, you mix it, the sugar content rises. Are you aware of that?
So I am aware that the sugar content does now, rise.
Is that something that you try to tell, like?
I don't tell them that because that's like we sell smoothies.
Right.
But a lot of people do mention that or they do deter from, or they might say.
I want a green.
They, not necessarily a green, because it could be the same concept, because some have same greens with fruits. But we do have ones with less sugar.
Okay.
So, like, more of a vegetable base. We have fresh pressed juices. So, like...
Protein,
yeah,
right?
So, I would say,
so you
like,
do protein powder as well?
We do protein smoothies. So, okay. Within the protein smoothies, some of them consist of protein powders. Some of them consist of just peanut butter, and some of them consist of protein powders and peanut butter. Some consist of oats with, you know, maca root. So it's like we have a variety. We specialize in smoothies.
Yeah. So this is what I'm trying to tell people, is like, it's so amazing. I love that people want to get healthy. But again, do everything in moderation. Just don't start thinking you're going to have these smoothies and you're going to lose weight. No, because especially if you already have diabetes or something, you have a smoothie, that's going to take your glucose level to another level. So just think like, okay, like replace that with a meal. Don't have that and then a whole meal.
Well, that is, yeah, exactly. That's also another thing. So a lot of people think, because a lot of people will sit here and drink a smoothie, a whole protein smoothie.
Right.
A chunky monkey, which is our highest calorie, and then also eat a whole meal. And it's like, no. Like, if you're going to do that, maybe you might want to do, like, more of a lighter smoothie, like a Bad and Bougie, which is, like, straight fruits, refreshing, or just a lighter smoothie.
All right, so top five selling smoothies. Give us the names.
Yes, Bad and Bougie, Big Poppy, Chunky Monkey, Cinnabon, and Green Monster.
Wait, and you came up with all the names?
I came up with the majority of the names. I'm not going to sit here and take everything away. This is what Shea Butter is made from, Boston, baby. So all of our customers, a lot of our customers, a lot of my family.
They help with the names?
They help with the names. Like,
that's amazing.
Yeah, like we have customers that created it.
So wait, so you ask customers, like, what should we name it?
So when we first started, like, for example, like, I had, when I met my son's father, right? Like, we had.
Honey, I'm still cold.
He wanted Life is Good. Like, so he created the Life is Good smoothie, right? But I came up with the name. I had another customer. She created the Big Ange, right? She created the ingredients. And then her name was Angie. I was like, Big Ange, you know? Big Poppy. Like, these are just different names that people would even like.
You need to be careful about Life is Good because it's trademarked.
Is it?
Yeah, it's actually a brand.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Oh, wow.
Life is Good. It's a Boston based, it's a New England based company as well. But it's a t-shirt. It's a t-shirt company.
I've seen it on the back of when I seen it and I thought about it, I seen it on the back of Jeep.
Yeah. So how trademarks work is, now you could trademark it on the entity of smoothie, and that might be fine because they trademarked it under the entity for apparel. So you can
In order to trademark each smoothie though,
I'm just saying, be careful, you may want to rename it.
Yeah,
just because people are bitchy that way. They're like, you're using my name. They could send you a cease and desist.
Possibly.
You know what I mean? Like, no, because
life
the bigger
is
the,
better, baby.
Right. No, because the bigger you get, people are vultures out there. They're haters. You know what I mean? So like, here you are, a little company, and you're doing your thing, blah blah blah. And then just someone to be a puta will be like,
right.
You know? That I'm just saying, just
no, that definitely
of that.
I'm gonna look that up.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So now you're doing your thing, how lucrative has smoothies been now in 2 years? And like, were you able to like, are you, so now you're able, this is your full-time job now and you have employees?
Yeah, so right now I have 8 employees. And we just opened our second location in JP, which is open about a month ago.
For those who don't know, JP is called Jamaica.
Jamaica Plain. Yep. 617 Center Street. We will be doing a grand opening hopefully towards the end of April.
That's amazing. Well, don't go by that. Yes. Congratulations, Jamaica Plain. After 2 years,
yes.
Sis. That's
so
amazing.
After 4 years. So we opened in 2020. Yeah. So it was like a long struggle, you know, because it definitely, entrepreneurship is definitely a challenge. You have your personal life and you have, so if you want to be an entrepreneur, you have to just be really set in and focused and locked in.
So let me ask you this though now. So what's your support system now that your family has seen, right? Your dad was like, you're crazy, right? And now that they've seen the money coming in and they're like, whoa, she's willing. She doesn't even have to get a regular job. She now can make a business. You bought a house. Congratulations on that. Yeah. All from selling smoothies, right? So now what's the support system, you being a mother, do you have? Like, because I mean, that's really a lot. And congratulations to be and you're, it's not like your kid is grown. You have a 4-year-old, right?
Yeah, so he is 4 years
old.
So
like, that's a lot. You know, so now you're you have a great support system now.
So luckily I've always had a great support system where they've always like still like helped me with my son, no matter what. Even now it's a little bit easier. I don't have to like beg them like, please, you know, I'm like, now it's like, okay, you know,
she's doing her thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would say I have a great support system and I'm grateful for it.
So. Yeah, because it's really hard for a lot of, you know, a lot of women have asked me like, how you been able to do like your businesses and stuff. And I tell them like, first of all, I don't have a bunch of kids. You want to have business, don't have kids, honey.
Don't have kids.
And also too, like, I hate to say it, facts. But like either stay in a stable relationship or just don't really deal with men like that.
Deal with men
because it's like, what life?
Right. No, for real. There's no dating.
Right.
Like even with a man or without a man, there's no dating. Right, like they have to understand that.
Right. Like what
and
life?
Even if you go on a date, like I went on a date the other day with my man, and it's like half of me was kind of just like, you know, I really could have just used this time and been home sleeping. Like, because I work so much and I feel bad and I'm just like, I could have like, we wasted money. Like, oh, he could have saved that money for something else.
You're like sitting across from your baby daddy like, I ever got a kid with you? We've been doing this.
No, like, the whole time I literally was like, I'm tired. Like after I was like, I just want to go home and go to sleep. I'm tired.
Life of an entrepreneur, sis, and you as mom. Come on. That's beautiful though.
Yeah.
All right. So. Oh, by the way, I saw the place in Jamaica Plain.
Yes.
And I'm the consultant
in
it.
Yes.
And I was like, paint it
black.
Did you
like the black?
Yeah, you already know. She was like, what colors? I was like, black.
Dude, the wall black. I love the black wall.
See, and the shape of the thing pops.
Yes. And then like, so we didn't do obviously the entire thing black.
Yeah.
However, we did the black like bottom panel.
Yeah, thank God.
And that was good. That was good. It still gives it the feel that it's looking like.
Yeah.
Even
you
people,
still got more work to do, go, but yeah.
Damn.
I'm going to be hard on you, of course. You know, because my standard for you is high.
Thank you, girl. Thank you.
Anyway, no. Okay. So, Jim, you've done a soft opening, correct?
Yes.
So, tell us, what's the difference? How does that work? So to people who don't know and they're opening up a new establishment, a brick and mortar, what's the difference between a soft opening and a grand opening? And what does that have to do with through the city?
Okay, yes. Yeah. So it was kind of weird because it's like pointless. It's dumb, all right? So let me explain to you. So when I was opening, I was going through my permits and all this stuff. So they gave me temporary permits. Only because in order to get my, official permits, you had to wait for, like, zoning meetings and certain other meetings to happen so that you could get other approvals. And those were, like, months in...
ahead.
Like, yeah, like, in months apart. So, had I waited, then I wouldn't be opening until...
And you're still paying rent.
And then you're still paying rent.
Right.
So, this is, like, kind of, like, them looking out, basically. And they're like, okay, this is approved. Like, basically, everything was really approved. Like, all of the things that needed to be approved. But they just put a temporary seal on it. Until, so it was like, and then that temporary.
It's kind of like one of those things though, like they put a temporary seal to see if you're gonna fuck up.
I don't even think it was that because
really?
It was, yeah, because
I would be like,
the temporary
I'd be
seal, because like the meetings,
because
that's why I was like, why do I have to, she was like, you have to do a soft opening because the meeting to give it the official approval was like literally like at the end of that month. But in order to get that, I think it was like in the end of the month or the beginning of the next month. And then now you're going into a whole other month.
Right.
And you're in the wintertime. And it's like, oh my God. And so, I was like, why do I have to do a soft opening?
So wait, let's get this straight. You have that location in Dorchester and now you're paying rent as well in Jamaica Plain.
I've been paying rent, for like 4 months, girl.
So you guys hear this? I'm just explaining you guys too, like, everybody always says they want to be an entrepreneur until it's time to put your money, your time, and you got to do payroll.
I'm paying payroll. I'm paying rent at the shop where I'm currently making business. I'm paying rent at the other shop, and I have to pay my mortgage, right?
Right, and you're paying for a kid.
And I'm paying for a child to like...
Wait, and you're paying for your hair, your nails?
You know. Come on. There was no nails and hair being done at this time, okay? If you saw me in the streets, you're like, who is that? Okay? So, and this is all in the wintertime where, you know, my sales, that's not my lucrative month. So my sales were down and it's like, I'm still trying to make everything happen. Now I'm like, and also... I am doing a shop. So I'm buying like equipment. I'm buying new stuff. So I'm spending well more than I'm intaking right now. And that was just really like detrimental and crucial at that moment.
Right. Like, so let me ask you this. If a young woman or a woman out there is asking you, hey, like, I have this vision, this thought, this dream, like, what would you say to her? Do you think, and next question. Do you think like an entrepreneur is born? Do you think it takes a certain type of person to be one? You know, like, because a lot of people have a vision or thought, but some people just ain't built for it.
Right. So that's what I was saying well in the beginning, right? Like, it takes a lot of dedication, a lot of consistency, and it takes a specific person with even the personality, right? Because you could have a vision, but then you can't execute it, right? Mm-hmm. Then you could have people that can execute it, but don't have a vision, right? Then you have somebody that has both. They're like, that's amazing, you know? You definitely have to have that consistency, because to wake up every day on your own, not to have somebody telling you you have to get up, to actually be out there and motivated and to tell yourself, like, I have to create this plan to generate this. That's like a whole different human being.
Well, no, I just... I'm glad that you just said that. You said, I have to create this plan to make this happen. But you know what that really is? And again, we've been hearing about this. It started becoming a big thing during COVID. But this is all called the power of manifesting. Because you have a thought, you have an idea, and it's not coming into reality until you actually put the action and put forward to it. And I don't think people understand that. Like, our human brain literally can lead us anywhere. Picasso said, if you can think it and believe it, then you can do it, right? Mm-hmm. And again, so it takes a certain type of human being, but I feel like to be an entrepreneur, you have to be a dreamer. But you can't just be a dreamer. You have to execute, right? But it's just on a deeper level. Like, you're manifesting this. You were seeing something.
It has to be on a whole different level, too. Because in those days that you have no sales and you're not making any money, you're definitely going to be, you're not motivated anymore. You definitely, you know, and it might not just be one day. It might be a whole week. It might be a whole month.
I don't even think it's that you're not motivated, because there's been times where I don't have sales either, right? But to me, when I don't have sales, or not even for me, I start getting like, okay, what can I do now?
And that's what
it's a hustler.
That's a hustler. Because I was going to say, I do get in my feelings sometimes. Like, it might not be one day. It could be one day. Hopefully it's just one day. But that one day might be 2 days. It might be a week.
It could be a month.
But you don't even want it to. Once it gets to a month, that fire better be lit, girl. Right. You know, like, what the hell is going on? But you know, that's when it kind of, it makes you second guess yourself. Like, yo, did I make the right decision? What's going on?
Right.
But then if you are a real hustler, a real go-getter, that fear is turning now into motivation, right? Now it's turning into, what do I have to do to get myself better? Or what do I have to do to change to get back on that niche? Or what do I do? And now you're starting to try different things. And now it's like the wheel is kind of turning again.
But that's
what differentiates.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Because I know for a fact, for me, I was starting from grassroots up. So, and I'm competing in New England against fucking Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks, right? So here I am, like the little small coffee company, and what can I do, right? So I had to do pop-up shops. I had to do espresso martini events. I had to do a lot of outside the box creative things, right? And that's a thing. It's like you constantly have to think about how can you make money? How can you make money, right? And you have to think outside the box. But so besides smoothies, you sell bowls, right?
Yep.
So let's see what you know.
So I brought you, my friend, a nice bowl. And I brought you a,
What is this? Oh, look at guys, look. Where is it? Oh, no, I'm showing the logo.
Yeah.
Shea Butter Smoothies. Can I just tell entrepreneurs, this is another thing. Find a printing company. Honey, stickers go hard in the game.
Hell yeah.
Stickers and for entrepreneurs go so hard because you got a brand. And a lot of people have been like, oh, how come you don't have your own cups? But like, no offense, I don't want to go to China. I don't want to order like 7,000 cups and then for them to print it, it's like a whole process.
Girl, you gotta like buy it in bulk. Bulk,
yeah.
It's and like it's too much money. Too much. Exactly. And this is what I'm saying. If you're a real small entrepreneur, funding is really, really important because money mm-hmm. goes like this.
And these are all marketing things. So
show that bowl off, girl. Show that bowl off.
Hold on. Okay. Look so how we wait, talk about what's in here. Wait, I already showed the
hold
logo.
Hold on. Let me get this. Let me get this.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Hold on.
So we got this.
Hold on.
You're an entrepreneur right now, so y'all see this.
Yes.
Okay, so wait, what's in it?
So that one has strawberry. It's a sea base with strawberries, blueberries, coconut flakes, cacao nibs, drizzled with peanut butter and Nutella.
You know you're going to have to use my cacao nibs.
Oh, you got cacao nibs?
Yes.
Girl, we got to talk.
Look.
Because I get... So wait, can you make them into nibs?
Yes.
So I do, I get them shit. I think
we're doing
like,
business here.
Yeah, we'll talk about that offline. Yeah. But yes.
No, we're talking about it right now. So it's all right. So we have it here.
So I need them dropped like this.
Yeah, nibs. I have it. And I'm going to have hot cocoa too.
Really?
Yeah. Panama and Guatemala.
Let you hold them.
All right, so. Okay, so if.
I'm so hungry.
So wait, I eat this. Let me ask you this. Is this a dessert? Like.
This is like a meal, a snack. If you're hungry and you want something a little bit more healthier on the healthier side, you have your cereal, your fruits. You get your protein intake with the oats and the peanut butter.
I heard Arcea too. Arcea berry. Let's talk about Arcea berry. That's become a big thing in bowls and smoothies. Mm-hmm. What is Arcea berry? Hold on. Dear Google.
Yeah. Hold on. It comes from Brazil. I know that.
Arcea berry. Hold on. I know what it is, huh? Let's look it up. I'm dying. All right, ready?
You can ask me that question again.
Arcea berries mm-hmm. are grape-like fruit native to the rainforest of South America. They are harvested from Arcea palm trees. They contain antioxidants that may help boost heart and health, improve memory, and protect against cancer. Arcea berries are available in dried, frozen, juice, or powder. So that's why it's a big thing. Honey. So I'm a
customer. I knew how to anti antioxidants.
I'm a customer. What is Arcea berries?
So it's a berry from the South American native that's very good.
Antioxidants.
And high in antioxidants.
All right, cool.
And it's delicious.
Okay, cool. So anyway, all right, so we're eating
and
this.
Ours is gluten-free.
We're complimenting with the Via Guatemala coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what are your plans? What is your next plans now? Do you want to franchise Shea Butter Smoothies? Or do you want to just be like, I'm good with this? Do you want to, like, where is your vision you see in maybe, I want to say, 5 years from now and then 10 years from now?
So.
And is this something you want to have forever?
So, I don't know. If somebody comes with the right price, maybe not. Like, we could talk.
To buy you out?
Yeah, but...
Wait, buy you out in the two current stores you have now?
Well, I would like, within 5 years, I would like to have, like, another location. So,
I'm not sure. Of three locations?
Yes, hopefully. And then whether we work on other places in Dorchester. But what my goal is, I would like to make this a staple in Boston, right? So... I would like to grow Boston, like, just like you see these other smoothie shops that are kind of, like, little franchises. If people, I'm debating whether I want to just have different shops and self-own them or make them into a franchise. Mm-hmm. But I definitely foresee me opening other shops, hopefully within the next 2 years.
Okay, so let me ask you this. I'm coming, and I don't know how to do a Shea Butter Smoothie. Are you open to saying someone coming and being like, yo, I got the money, I got everything, will you teach me the game, and I still want to use Shea Butter Smoothie? Are you into licensing it out, your name and everything?
That would be similar to like franchising on a different platform. Because so that would, yeah, so if that would be, so right now I'm trying to debate how that's going to look like. So mm-hmm. if that was presented to me, then that would make me probably obviously lure closer to the franchising side and then look into those options a little bit more. But right now I'm open to like
anything. So you guys hear that? So if you guys are into, you know, smoothies or you're interested into that type of industry and don't know maybe how to get into it, please reach out to Shea Butter Smoothie, reach out to her. And, you know, she's open to have conversations. And if it's real business conversations and you're talking about some money, honey, you know what I'm saying? Get into it, right?
Get into it.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, come on. All right. So now here, time to open up the chocolate, Via Chocolate.
All right. I'm excited. You be on Instagram over there eating these chocolates.
Move it? Okay.
Eating these chocolates.
Don't be ripping my face.
Damn. I didn't mean to. I wasn't trying to, but we're going to make sure that. Look at this little cute little face right here.
My little orphan girl's getting abused again.
So are you going to mix up with almonds?
Because yes, I'm going to have almond. I have milk chocolate and I have cardamom.
Okay, come on.
Those are my different flavors coming out.
I'm an almond chick.
So this is dark chocolate.
Okay.
Do you normally eat dark chocolate?
No.
Okay, great. So I want to hear your opinion on this. Since you tore that one up, sis. Here's the ingredients.
I don't get, you know how like dark chocolate has that dark,
bitter
taste? Mm-hmm. I don't get that at all. A little bit towards the end, but not as strong as like mm-hmm. your typical dark chocolate. So it's easier for me to mm-hmm. like digest. Because dark chocolate and me and that.
It's a lot of people. That's why when they have it, they're like, yo, they're like, this is really good.
No, this is good. Isn't dark chocolate healthier for you?
It's very healthy. So it's good for your skin, has antioxidants. It helps with cholesterol, helps with high blood pressure.
Sugar, alcohol?
No, there's no alcohol.
I know.
It says sugar is only 14.96%. So when you go to like get Hershey's or anything,
mm-hmm.
it'll say like 80% sugar. Then 20%, it's only like 10% cacao. So like Hershey's and all that,
right.
It's so high in sugar.
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy? So this is really good. So anyway, this is right from Guatemala. It's from a woman farmer.
Mm-hmm.
I give back to a nonprofit to help abused women and orphans.
I love him.
Thank you. So, yeah, we can maybe talk about having Via dark chocolate into, you know what I would do? Would love to do is give you this to you. So we're talking retail, guys. Give this to her wholesale price, and then you could sell it retail.
Let me get a little stamp, but we can definitely do that.
Yeah, see, guys, women entrepreneurship right here. You know what I mean?
You know? How do you like your bowl?
I love it. So I recommend Shea Butter Smoothie, you guys. I think it's really great. And I would have this snack. I would have this because it is a little bit sweet and heavier. I would have this in the afternoon to allow me to burn these calories. You know, I love it. I think it's great, though. I definitely recommend it. As you know, I'm a health nut. I work out. So I love smoothies. I love things like that. So, yeah, definitely. Now, is your son into smoothies and stuff now?
Yes, he drinks a lot of the fresh pressed juices. I try to keep him on the fresh pressed juices as opposed to like buying juice.
So tell people the difference between fresh pressed juice and a smoothie.
Mm-hmm. So a smoothie is blended with fruits, vegetables in the blender. And it's blended. It's a little thicker.
Mm-hmm.
But
it can have yogurt. It can have leche.
It can have yogurt. It can have a coconut water base. It can have almond milk base, oat milk base, coconut milk.
Protein.
And those are the other things they can add with it, like protein, fruits, vegetables.
So it'll make it thicker.
And it'll make it thick and it'll give it like a nice, smooth taste. Mm-hmm. And our fresh pressed juices is our fruits and vegetables that's juiced through our presser machine. And, that's just straight juice, no water, no sugar added. So basically, as opposed to like drinking Simply Lemonade or those juices, you just come and get, for example, a Green Goddess that has celery, green apple, and pear.
Mm.
And it's sweet, it's delicious.
And it's natural.
It's natural. So, like, I typically give my son those type of juices.
That's amazing. He likes it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're introducing him early too healthy. That's another thing too I don't like about our cultures. Well, I can't say that. Like, for me, I feel like I grew up in Guatemala, and even now when I go back home, we do have fresh papaya. We do have fresh mangoes. We do have things, coconut water. We have things fresh. But I noticed, like, here in this country, like, you know, we're giving our kids, like, the all the juices and stuff that has a lot of sugar or, like, all this stuff. So it's good, like, that you're introducing him early to natural products. You know what I'm saying? And that's another thing, too. Like, I hope that by you being in the inner cities, I hope that you're starting to change the minds and just the health, what do you call it, of people of color, because diabetes is high in our culture.
Well, what we were talking about earlier, about just kind of, like, the culture aspect of, like, looking at Styles P, it made me really embrace and really focus on the culture here and just kind of mimic that culture of just kind of getting a lot of our people of color. But not just our people of color, just our younger people in general onto the health wave. So, like, a lot of people that work for me or just people that are even just, like, sit there and look at Shea Butter Smoothies and see the customers, they get shocked. They're, like, shocked. They're like, okay, I see from older people to the hoodest of the hoodest to the youngest to the geeky. It's just a whole diversity of people, of consumers. And I love that. And it makes me feel good because I feel like Shea Butter has been comfortable for these people to come and get that healthy option.
Yeah, because I don't care if you a thug with a gun, honey. You still want to be healthy.
Yeah, and I make them feel comfortable to come get their smoothies.
Right. If you a thug or you just some whatever mom chilling or a teacher, like, at the end of the day, we're humans. And that's why, too, I love being in the coffee business because it's such a universal drink. And, like, I really resonated with what you said earlier. You like to... For me, I love knowing I wake up and people wake up in the morning and they drink my coffee and I'm making them happy. And just, like, that's what you're doing through food. Because food is such a, like, universal language. It's a love language, right? You're like, ooh, food, right? So, it's amazing. So, all right. So, is there anything else that you want to talk about?
You want to tell me how it was vacation?
My vacation was amazing. I urge every woman, especially, and if you do have children, to go travel on your own. It's important. So, you get, like, reflect. You get, you know, and... I don't know. We get told so much in the news, or we get told so much, like, people suck and this and that. But when you're out and you meet strangers, you realize how beautiful
life is.
And just strangers are fucking nice. Like, I mean, honestly, like, people, like, strangers will come swim next to you. Hey, what's up, honey? Where are you from? Where are you? You know what I mean? It's like, wow. You realize, like, the world is a nice place. But, like, you turn on the news and you'll be like, oh, shit, it's just dangerous. I don't even want to get out the house, right? So I urge everybody, get a passport. If you can, save your money. Don't go out. Fuck this area. And just save, like, 5 racks and just go travel. Try different food, different culture. And you just have such an appreciation for life and people in general more. You know what I mean?
Facts, for sure.
Okay, so is there anything else?
No.
No? Any more kids?
Not right now. I'm trying to focus on my business, entrepreneurship, and motherhood. Yeah. Young motherhood does not mix, okay?
All right, so let me ask you one more question before we leave. Any advice out there, especially to women who want to start a business?
Just stay consistent. If this is something you really want to do, be consistent. Be true to yourself. Just always be aware. Do your research. Because you're a woman, a lot of people will try to take advantage of that. So just make sure you're very knowledgeable of what you're getting yourself into. Whether that's obtaining a space to, you know, a loan, to even just buying the simplest thing as equipment or anything. Just make sure you're knowledgeable, do your research, and be consistent. And always look at the glass half full as opposed to half empty.
Oh, okay. And then, my last question. If it's a three-part question. What would you tell your younger self?
Get organized and
okay, what would you tell your older self? You
get out of your head. You're in your head too much. I think that's what holds me back. a lot of people congratulate me of where I'm at right now. And I feel like I could be a lot further if I wasn't in my head too much. So just kind of stop second guessing myself and go with what I feel.
Okay. And then who you are now, you're looking in the mirror. What are you telling yourself now? Man in the mirror, woman in the mirror. What do you say to yourself today and now?
Oh, you're a badass, girl. Okay, then. I didn't know you was coming through like that, but yeah.
Period. All right, so here we have Shea Butter Smoothies. We have 77 what William Morrissey Boulevard, Dorchester, Mass. And then we have 617 Century Street in Jamaica Plain. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Shea Butter Smoothie. Okay, thank you so much. Brought to you by Salute via Guatemala Coffee. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bo.
Did you enjoy?
I did. This was really fun.
Yay.